service, our last session, and just want to use this morning to really be able to minister. This morning is the morning to receive. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Morning to receive. We're sharing yesterday after the meeting, and I was just sharing a few things that I think I should share. That there are three levels of the anointing. Please listen carefully. There is the anointing that comes upon a man because you are grafted into Christ through the new birth experience. The anointing that is upon your life because you are a Christian. Hallelujah. Then the second level of the anointing is the anointing that comes on account of your office. That you occupy an office mandated by heaven with a throne that backs you. And so there is an anointing that follows that office. Praise the Lord. But the third level of the anointing is a reward for discerning the dealings of the Spirit in a season. There is the anointing that follows alignment to what the Spirit is doing in every season. Now, you can be anointed as a man of God, a man or woman of God, an apostle, and be surprised that within the context of a season, you will not be able to host the possibilities of the Spirit. This is not backsliding. Are we together now? Yes. I told you yesterday that the anointing does not follow men. The anointing follows God's agenda. So whoever receives that agenda also attracts the grace for it. So we must sustain the fortitude to discern seasons like the sons of Issachar. And the Spirit is doing. The Bible says, he that hath an ear, meaning nobody has this that kind of ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Please, if you can, get yesterday's message again and listen to it. It is not to the church. John said, I am the voice. I may not be the word, but I am the voice. That parable is a mystery that is for our generation. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I truly honor Pastor and his wife for sustaining the spiritual intelligence and the courage. It takes courage to be spiritual. It takes more than sincerity, because the controversy you attract for being spiritual sometimes may not look worth it. It takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of courage to follow the rhythm of the Spirit, even when it is not sociologically attractive. We live in a sociological context that we are obsessed with trends. This is what is happening. If you ever want to attract the attention of men, do it this way. But many times, you see, the Spirit of the living God operates. The Bible says, the wind bloweth where it listeth. You cannot tell where it goes, neither where it's coming. He said, this is the character of one who is under the influence of the Spirit. So you can know. The fact that God moved right yesterday does not guarantee he will move the same way. The move of God is divided into two. There is what we call the cyclical move of God, consistent with his ordinances. This is the context where things like mentorship and fatherhood becomes very useful, because fathers can discern. They know that the move of God is this way. So they can tell you, he's up now, get ready, he's going down. But there are certain moves of God that no other generation has seen. This was the error of Samuel and Eli. Because Samuel did not know a voice speaks around the ark. And so when the voice was calling a generation to wake up, Eli said, go back to sleep. His eyes had begun to be dim, and the voice was waking a generation. Awake thou that sleepest. And he said, no, just go back to sleep. So there are moves of God that cannot be traced to history. It's a new thing. You must stand at your watch with the Spirit to reveal to you the blueprint of what He is doing. And the enemy of such a move is tradition, the rigidity of men, our inability to be flexible to the dealings of the Spirit. It is not very difficult for God to invade a territory. The difficulty lies in the rigidity of the men He's compounded to use. And because of His love, He has options. This is the strange thing about God. He has options. You know, I have studied about man, Pastor, and I have been amazed at why God cannot give man up and just use something else. We have products. I have my phone here. This is not the first phone. I remember how I believed I loved the first phone I had. I don't even know where it is. I can't remember giving it out, whether I threw it or whatever. I mean, we have options. So why can't God just throw man and have an intelligence? Look how damaged man can get. And then He will still come and fix man. No wonder I said, what is man? This is how I read it. What is in man? There must be something hidden in man that you would rather fix than replace. I have loved thee with an everlasting love, He says, and I have drawn you with my loving kindness. No matter how damaged he is, God would come and meticulously begin to fix again. So it's important for us to be careful, because truly speaking, Pastor, I saw this in 2005. A generation rising, I saw fire. It started from one person and then it began to spread. It looked laughable, but the finger of God was behind that move. And then gradually there was an inferno burning across the length and the breadth of the earth, right from Nigeria, God's own firstborn. You see? So we may look weak now. It may just look like a conference, a church's honor to their calendar program, but it's more than that. There is a move of the Spirit. There is something He is doing, and His jealousy is protecting His move. No man, regardless of how hardened, will sustain the ability to corrupt or interrupt what He is doing. This morning we have not just come to honor a program, but we have come to open our hearts. Listen, I believe that there are meetings you don't come except you are called. Not called by men. It is a solemn assembly. If you ever find yourself there, the Spirit of God called you. It's a convergence of people that matter to the destiny of a generation. And so you may look weak, as it were, but seated where you are, there is an ability of the Spirit that can cause a man to rise. This God. Heaven and earth adores you. Angels bow before you. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. Heaven and earth adore you. Angels bow before you. Beautiful, heaven and earth adore you. Angels bow before you. You're beautiful. Out of the ashes of what you see that you call Nigeria today, do you know that where death ends, that's also where resurrection starts? All happens in the grave. Resurrection starts right in the grave. The seed of resurrection is death. So when a thing is dying, it's because it wants to live. This is a mystery. We live by dying. So then death works in us. So when God wants to give you life, He kills you. It's a realm in the spirit called Galatians 2:20. It says, I've been crucified with Christ. But it's a mystery that the more I die, I'm alive.
is the kind of death that can transmit a man to life. The more I die, the more I find out that I'm alive. Alive in glory. Alive in grace. This is the price of the anointing. Let me tell you this, and I submit to you, I don't claim to know everything, but the way people are seeking the things of the Spirit, they will never find it. There is no formula that can replace death. It is not enough to be available, you must be usable. The Bible says, nevertheless, the foundation of the Lord standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let every man that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Then he now begins to paint a picture. He says, but in a great house, there are all kinds of vessels, of gold, of silver, of wood, of clay. He says, some vessels are unto honor, and some vessels are unto dishonor. Then he says, if a man, any man, can purge himself, that means the possibility of metamorphosis is there. You can transit from wood, clay, even unto gold. He says, that man shall be a vessel of honor, meet for the master's use. Death is the doorway to what many believers are looking for. You don't die corporately. You die individually. And while it is wonderful to be inspired by anointed people and great men and women that God is using, sincerely speaking, I speak on behalf of every sincere and honest man of God. There are certain levels in the spirit that even impartation cannot take you. It's a well you must dig through death. It's a track record you must create in the spirit. That you come to a point where you die to yourself, you die to vainglory, you die to all of these impulses. A dead man has no feelings. Laugh at him is not enough to offend him. He has lost the ability. Clap for him, he will not wake up. So for as long as we are still governed by these impulses that distract our spirituality, we will corrupt the move of God and even the investment of the Spirit upon our lives. Remember that we are dealing with the things of the Spirit. I'm just admonishing us because we are about to pray. So that when we see all the miracles and the signs and the wonders and these mighty things, it's not about a mighty man. It's not about mighty men. It's a testament of what God can do with vessels when they die. So everything that happens here is a message. The message is that the more you yield and the more you die, you give God space to manifest his limitless possibilities within a man. You see, let me tell you this. There is a relationship between death and glory. Because if we do not die enough to host much of God, we will misinterpret him to a generation. A generation is at the mercy of our lives to see all that God can be. Are we together now? A house has many rooms, and those rooms have different things there. If I lock the kitchen and throw the key somewhere, you can be in the house but never have the privilege of partaking of what the kitchen in that house can look like. Are we together? Now, it is not the builder of the house. It's not even the owner of the house. The caretaker is misrepresenting the image of the owner because of his inability to have all the keys that can open all the rooms. So, for the sake of our love for God, oh, by the way, let me say this. We must be careful in believing that all there is to Christianity is just what God wants to do for us. While that may be well-meaning, the gospel of salvation is a representation of all God did for man. Are we together now? But the gospel of the kingdom is man's response to God. It's important you understand that God has a need. And we have enough intelligence to know that when a blessed man has a need, it's an opportunity for you to be closer to him. You get close to men by meeting their needs, not desiring their attention. Your ability to solve a man's needs has a power to attract you to him. The Bible says, for he seeketh them. God is seeking a kind of people that can meet his need. And so it is a responsibility upon us to say, Lord, this generation needs to see all that you can be and do through a man. And I avail myself like Mary, be it unto me. What is the it? Anything. Lord, be it unto me. This is not just the issue of purpose and assignment. I am as available as anything your desire can create and birth through me. That Lord, if you want me to be a carpenter today, if it will satisfy you, let apostleship die immediately. I'm more obsessed about your need than an office. I am flexible enough to become and do anything that will bring joy to your heart. This is what alignment is all about. It's not the ritual of just maintaining an office, but the flexibility to be all God wants to be birthed within an environment. The wind bloweth where it listeth. Is God ministering to you this morning? So it's a challenge that we go back and say, Lord, I avail myself. I am misrepresenting you by my incomplete and inconsistent alignment. There is more to you than a generation can see through my life. But my life continues to misrepresent you by not allowing other virgin dimensions of you to be revealed to a territory. So let that death walk in me. And then as it begins to walk in you, you become a vessel, meet, fit for the master's use. As men and women of God, we must trust God to also take us to higher dimensions. We know how limited we are by the testimonies that recycle around our meetings. It is proof of how far we have gone. We must be able to contend for greater dimensions so that we can host more of him. Is God speaking to us this morning? Yes. So the idea is not about preaching. The idea is not even about prayer. The idea is not even about fasting. The idea is not even about ministry. The idea is about being a vessel that he has a need, and I align myself to be able to birth anything. This is what I tell the Lord all the time. Lord, I'm available. If you ever need a man for anything, to run any errand for you, I'm here. Not as Apostle Joshua Selman. No. The apostleship is just a definition of the geography of the influence. But I mean, I am a witness. When you know this, then you can receive the anointing and it can be useful to you. Remember, I told you there are three levels of the anointing. Because we like anointing in the body of Christ, and that's very important. But most times we don't know what to do with it. So we keep falling and rising and falling and rising and shouting and screaming, and we find out that the agenda of God is pegged around the hardness of our hearts. So that when something from heaven comes upon your life, you can know that God brought this grace so that a generation can see more of him in and through my life. Then you continue to die for the sake of the generation that is committed to you, so that they can see more, and if possible, all of God find expression through you. Let me tell you this, brothers and sisters, if we can achieve this, then this conference was a success. Most of the things taught here, you may forget them quite honestly after a month from now. It's not because you are hardened, it's just how we are. It is the impact of your death that remains with you. That you, when you begin to trace this dimension, you can go back and say it started right here at household of David.
So we are going to pray this morning. It's a morning service. And then we just trust God to minister to the sick. And then just let us experience His grace. Please be desperate and be opened. And there is no limit to what God can do. No limit to what God can do. I've shared it in this church that when the Lord Jesus Christ appeared to me, the light that came from Him to me, I remember many years later, He would mandate me that every city that I entered, there would have to be somebody within that place that must receive that light. Yes. It is impossible to come for a meeting like this and not have one person receive that light. And that light was the life of man. Are we together now? Yes. So I repeat, this is not just about men. There's nothing wrong with giving honor and all of this to men, but we have to be careful. Men sometimes can interrupt God's program. That we are in a place where we have sanctified to allow the possibilities of God find expression. We have experienced the ministry of the word, like the virgins. Remember my teaching. They had the lamp, but there was no oil. So He wants to put oil in that lamp so that it can burn, and then a generation can see and know that Christ is alive in you. And then, like Galatians, I think 1:29 or so would say, and they glorified God in me. They glorified God in me. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. By doing so, you prove that you were mentored by the Spirit. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. Fill me up, God. Believe that this year 2019, even as the Lord showed me in the visions that He showed me, that there is going to be a strange move of the Spirit in this nation and even in this region. Yes, it's like a boiling pot. Remember what the prophet saw? I saw a pot boiling. And when a pot boils with something inside, it begins to spill out and overflow. That's what is happening. Many prayer lives boiling. Many ministries boiling. Days of fasting, months. We are getting to a point where there will be a strange overflow. It's true. It's not just an empty prophecy. It's true. It will happen. And we will begin to see dimensions of the Spirit. What would have been privy to just a man of God becomes a corporate experience of a people. That a time will come, weekdays, you will knock a house and think they all went for work and open the door and find everybody on the floor worshiping. And you say, what is happening? You say, that's what we are that hungry and desperate. And none of them is a musician.
The Holy Ghost woke one, then the other one went to join him. Then the other one went to join him. Let me tell you, the generation that gives God time is the generation that will bring Christ back. Not just the generation of prophecy. It takes time to be used by God. Intimacy is a function of time. And distraction is one of the systems that the cosmos uses to rob the saints of intimacy and glory. I know we have to be productive, don't get me wrong. I know there are lots of things to do, but let me tell you this. The secret place is not where you rush. When you get there, the Holy Spirit becomes the Lord of the secret place. He governs the activities that happens there. The moment the nation of Israel began to advocate their exodus through Moses, Pharaoh said, "You are free. Let me distract you. I will add a little more responsibility to make sure the little time you have to even consider an exodus is now occupied." Activity can be a great weapon that the devil will use to destroy people. We finished services in church, angry at the 1 hour, 2 hours spent, and stand at the back of the car, gisting and gossiping for 3 hours. So it was never about something we wanted to do. There is a spirit that fights presence. Every time the presence of God wants to rest upon the human, there is an agitation. Your flesh is fighting. It wants to leave that atmosphere. And one of the ways we are changed is to rest. And stay there. A time will come the flesh must give up. If it takes sleeping in the presence, it's better than going outside the presence. It's better to stay there. He that dwells, not he that visits. He that dwells, 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 dwells. Like Moses camped up the mountain, and when he came down, he didn't even know that the glory of God had been reflected on his face. Are you ready to pray this morning? Just one prayer, and then very quickly. Lord, I am available that whatever you are doing within a generation, whatever you are doing within a city, you can do without me. But my cry is that I be featured in your program in this season. Please lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray from the depths of your heart. Overflow, pray. I cast my crown before, keep praying, the highest royalty. I am undone before your royal majesty. I cast my crown before the highest royalty. I am undone before your royal majesty. You're the King of kings and Lord of lords. Your royal majesty. You're the King of kings and Lord of lords. Your royal majesty. Oh, that we be used, O God, for your glory. It was the dear woman of God, Victoria, that sang a powerful song. He's brooding over every darkness. You are causing your light to shine. Lord, you are brooding over all my darkness. You are causing. Sing one more time. He's brooding
over every darkness.
You are causing
light to shine from darkness.
To cause means to make a thing to happen. To make a thing to happen. The Bible says, God who had commanded light to shine, not into, out of darkness. That means the seed for light is darkness. God who had commanded light to shine out of darkness. Bringing that separation between your past and your future. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please, just afford me a few minutes and then we're going to be done. I know that many of you have come open and ready to receive, and I really want your heart to be open to receive. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Lord is opening my eyes and I'm seeing a harp in the spirit. This is what I'm seeing. And this harp, the Spirit of the Lord is telling me that the first grace and mantle that will rest is the grace for psalmistry. There is a Davidic order of the worship ministry. An order where you don't compose songs. You are like a funnel that draws these mysteries from the realm of the Spirit. And so this grace, this Davidic order of worship, there are people here inside and outside. You have seen it in dreams. You may not even think you have a nice voice, but there is a Davidic order. I will reveal my dark sayings upon the harp. Upon the harp. I decree and declare right now. Lord, where are these people? This grace, this mantle, by the Spirit of the living God, according to what I'm seeing, step into this level. It is for the sake of a generation. Bring songs from the throne. Bring songs. Songs that edify the saints. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we release the grace to birth the songs of Miriam. The Davidic order of worship. The Davidic order of worship. You're not just writing songs to make an album. No. We release the sound of the heavens, the sound of creation. Yahweh is here. I release the sound of the heavens, the sound of creation. Yahweh is here. Hallelujah. I'm seeing a horn in the spirit. And the Lord is revealing to me that He's bringing many into prophetic ministries. Not just prophecy, prophetic ministry. And I'm seeing the number 33 people. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands and I decree and declare that the men and the women that must step into this dimension of the prophetic ministry, let that grace be released now. In the name of Jesus Christ, let that grace be released now. Hallelujah. I don't know who this lady is, this lady I'm looking at, but I'm seeing in the spirit, the Lord is saying, you are going to begin to have strange dreams, prophetic dreams. I see an operation of the prophetic and the healing anointing. These two graces, I see them working upon you. I don't know you, I've never seen you from anywhere, but I stretch my hands upon you and I pray that you step into this dimension in the spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm seeing an angel of the Lord move me to this direction. I don't know what it is I'm seeing, but I'm seeing an anointing that is coming on people, drawing them into a strange prophetic ministry. There's no space outside, you don't have to bring them. In the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands and I decree and declare, step, drink of that wine, for you cannot put new wine in an old wineskin. I release that grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will echo what I'm hearing in the spirit. Deborah, arise. Deborah, arise. Deborah, arise. Where is the spirit of Deborah? Zakapos Kalikata, the warrior spirit. Because a woman is a gate. It's time for the gate to be opened. After the order of Deborah, Deborah, arise. I prophesy, please help them. I decree, Deborah, arise. In the name of Jesus, arise. In the name of Jesus, arise. In the name of Jesus. I release the sound of the heavens, sound of creation, Yahweh is here. I release the sound of the heavens, sound of creation, Yahweh is here. I cry holy, holy, holy unto Yeshua, Shekinah is here. Yahweh, Yahweh, hey, 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 hey. Yahweh, Yahweh, hey, hey, Yahweh, 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 hey, hey, Yahweh. The Lord says, I should tell you, remember not the former things, this dear lady, nor consider the things of old. The Spirit of God is saying, I should tell you, I'm doing a new thing in your life, and I'm doing a new thing in your family. I'm seeing this lady climb a ladder in the Spirit, and the Lord is opening a door. Help her, please. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord is doing a new thing in your life. Doing a new thing in your life. I'll pray for the sick shortly. There's no time to just speak on people. We have to honor the time that is there. A new thing that the Lord is doing in your life. Pastor Shola, where is the pastor that was here yesterday? The one we're talking in the office. He's not here. He's not yet here. Okay. Because I'm seeing the Lord saying something about that man. And then we're going to take a few minutes. The Lord is showing me different currencies. This is what I'm seeing in the spirit. There is a grace for wealth. This is not just about being a money monger. It's a real grace for wealth that God wants to release. The Bible says, cry yet saying, my city's true prosperity shall be spread abroad, and I will yet comfort Zion. There is a dimension of the resources that must come to the church to be able to herald the name of the Lord. And I don't know those who must carry this grace. But in the name of Jesus, if you have the faith to believe, I stretch my hands and I decree and declare, you will be surprised to see what happens to you. It has nothing to do with being in business. I decree and declare. Listen, let me teach you something. Help that person. I don't claim to be a businessman. Lagos is full of absolutely phenomenal people. But you see, there are three levels of wealth. There's what we call transactional wealth. Wealth that comes by exchanging value for a reward. There is what we call transformational wealth. Wealth that is your reward for impact and changing lives. But there is what we call sovereign wealth. wealth by the finger of God. Are we together now? All the dimensions are useful and should be captured in a believer's experience. But there is a dimension of supply. Is there by this time tomorrow? This is what is going to happen. By this time, there is a dimension of that grace. And I stand in the name of Jesus. And by the privilege of the election of grace, I stretch my hands. And I command the two lift gates that host the supplies of heaven to be opened towards your direction. In the name of Jesus Christ, to be open towards your direction. Who is Joseph? Joseph. Joseph. I hear a name, Joseph. You are sitting somewhere there. Joseph, you are wearing like a... It's not maroon. It's lighter than maroon. Is that pink? Like baby pink shirt. Is there somebody like that? What's your name? Please help me ask. What's your name? Where are you coming from? From where? Lift your hands. You are coming from in Lagos here. I'm seeing the Lord saying He's visiting your family in a very strange way. You have been praying. This has been your prayer, is that the Lord visits your family. And even you will begin to walk in a strange order of revelation. That's what the Lord is saying. I stretch my hands to you and I pray in the name of Jesus, step into that new level and that new order of grace.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you step into that new order of grace right now by the power of the Holy Spirit. This fair man, are you a pastor? Come. I don't know you, I don't know anything about you, but come, sir. You are a pastor in Lagos here? The Lord is beginning to lead you through a very serious season. There is a season of pruning that you are going to go through with the Spirit of the Living God. It's not something for you to resist, because out of it will come great glory even upon your life. But it will not be without the pruning of the Spirit. And the Lord is saying, I should tell you that He will make you a mighty man in the Spirit. A mighty man in the Spirit. I stretch my hands and I declare upon you that the grace that makes for the secret place, may that grace right now be released upon you. You step into a new level, even in the Spirit. In the name of Jesus, you will never, never be the same. There is an elderly woman here. Please, I'll ask you to sit shortly. There is an elderly woman. I'm seeing an elderly woman here that has been praying for the marriage of her four ladies. I don't know if there's someone like that here. This is not a young lady, but 1, 2, 3, 4, and it's been her prayer. And it's even discouraged, and the Lord is saying that He's releasing that family from all of that captivity. This is what I'm seeing right now, that He's releasing them from that captivity. It's happening by the Spirit of God. Please bring for me the lady that shouts under the anointing now, loud for everybody to hear. There is a prophetic word that I want to release upon that person, the anointing of the Spirit. Please bring her out and then I'll speak. We're going to pray for the sick now. My dear, I do not know you, but the Lord is taking away shame from your life. And you may not look like it. The Lord is saying that He's granting you a grace, the grace that grants men influence. The grace that grants men influence, that was His releasing upon you. And in the name of Jesus, I declare. Sir, can I talk to you, sir? This man. This one. Yes, sir. Is it all right if I talk to you, sir? Thank you. What do you do, sir? You're a pastor. I want to pray for you.
Yes, sir.
You desire the healing anointing. You truly, it's an honest, genuine desire that you have. This man has a very compassionate heart. And many times when he sees people who, you know, maybe are not healed and all of that, you are touched. Compassion is defined as the ability to be touched with the feelings of people's infirmity. That's compassion. And this man of God has it. And the Lord is saying that I should pray for you. This is why you came for this conference. I don't know you, but you're about to carry something that will surprise you when you go back You believe that, sir?
You are the covenant keeping God. Yahweh, the covenant keeping God.
Something is happening to you.
You are
the covenant keeping God.
Yahweh.
Sir, hold my hands. I bring you into a realm in the spirit, a realm of strange grace, the healing grace. And in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, by the spirit, let 1,000 cubits be measured for you, and that you are moved into a deeper realm in the spirit. Madam, what is your relationship with this man? You don't know him. Come, because I see what is on him also coming on you. The healing grace, that healing anointing, you also desire it. And the Lord is saying, I should tell you that not only will you heal, I'm seeing a unique grace for the fruit of the womb that the Lord wants to put upon your life. I stretch my hands to you, madam, by the spirit, and I declare, step into that level right now. In the spirit, I release you into that dimension, and I prophesy to you that you will begin to see a strange order of miracles. A strange order of miracles happen in your life, even by the Spirit of God. A strange order of miracles, even by the Spirit of God. I want to pray for the sick now. But before I pray for the sick, I'm seeing healing graces. Healing graces. Healing graces. Healing graces that is coming on people. Healing graces. Lord, I decree and declare, let that grace Hallelujah. That grace is coming on one person in the choir. I just saw light and I was just waiting to see where it will go. And I'm seeing it go to someone in the choir. Father, as many who desire to step, I pray by the power of the Holy Spirit, stretch my hands inside and outside in a very strange way, even at the count of three, like a mantle, like a cloak from heaven. May it come upon your life. One, two, there it comes. Three, receive of that grace. Receive of that anointing. Receive of that grace. In the name of Jesus Christ. Pastor, the Lord is showing me a very strange dimension of favor that is coming upon your wife, the woman of God. I'm seeing this favor is going to grant strange influence with strategic people. This is what I'm seeing, especially in the business circle. I'm seeing strange influence around the business circle. This is a very unique grace. And in the name of Jesus, I receive it on your behalf, and I decree and declare that this grace must speak over your life. Can we pray for the sick now? I'm seeing someone laughing in the spirit. Just a laughter in the spirit. And that laughter is not just, it's not just a casual laughter. It's a sign in the spirit. This is a sign of breakthrough that God is announcing to people. He's using an individual. I'm seeing an anointing coming on someone to begin to laugh. Hilariously. It looks like it doesn't make sense. Not everybody. And by this, the Lord is saying that the shouts of joy and victory shall not depart from the tent of the righteous. The shouts of joy and victory shall not depart from the tent of the righteous. Let's pray for the sick now. I believe in the ministry of Jesus. I believe with all my heart that God heals. And I want to pray for you. Our time is up. We have to hurry up. Whether you are in the overflow, like Pastor Shola will always say, and those around the school, I'd like you to believe God now, whatever the situation is. Just because there are people that do all kinds of things, don't generalize and make it look like, you know. No, you can stand even for someone. I'm going to pray for you right now. The power of God is going to touch you. And then I'll request that we sit for a while. We'll just take a few testimonies. And then I'll call Pastor up and we'll round up the meeting. Is that alright? Please lay your hands now. You're trusting God for a miracle anywhere. Just lay your hands. If there's a part of your body you cannot touch, just make contact with your chest. I want to pray for you. Our time is up, so you have to be really fast. As soon as I pray for you and ask you to come, I'd like you to come out very, very quickly. We may not be able to take all the testimony, but the few that we can take will be to the glory of the name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I take authority over the spirit of infirmity. I decree and I declare by the power of the Holy Spirit that devil of infirmity leaves not only your body, leaves this vicinity now. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Therefore, I speak to you, be healed now. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, be healed. In the name of Jesus. Hepatitis B, be healed now. Be healed now. The Lord is healing hepatitis B. Be healed now. In the name of Jesus, be healed now by the power of the Holy Spirit. There is someone you don't see very well with your left eye. I declare, be healed. Let it be open now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm seeing a lady with multiple lumps on the left side of your breast. It disappears right now. In the name of Jesus, every kind of heart condition I cause now in the name of Jesus Christ. Peptic ulcer, be healed now in Jesus' name. Migraines, be healed now in the name of Jesus. Every kind of pain along the abdominal region, I decree and declare, be healed in Jesus' name. There's someone you've been feeling this for a long time. You know how you swallow something and it doesn't pass down. That experience has been for you for a long time. You don't even know what to do about it. But as I'm praying now, the power of God is touching you. In the name of Jesus Christ, someone's right ear, please help them. Someone's right ear, right now. In the name of Jesus, you feel like there's water around your right ear. In Jesus' name, I declare, be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Not to embarrass you, but I see two people, one here and one in the other overflow, HIV, be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, be healed right now by the power of the Holy Spirit. By the power of the Holy Spirit. The Lord is showing me a lady here. You have something that is supposed to be, it's like a physiological deformity affecting one of your organs. This is something that was from birth. In Jesus' name, let it be corrected now. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Let it be corrected now. Every pain goes now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Severe sensation around the chest area. Very burning sensation. In the name of Jesus, let it go right now. By the power of the Holy Spirit. There's someone you consistently have runny nose or catarrh or cough, something that has to do with your nasal cavity. Doesn't matter whether it is rainy season or dry season, you will always have that experience. The Lord is setting you free right now. There's someone I'm seeing, even a prayer request you are writing. It shouldn't embarrass you. You snore terribly. Terribly. It has affected your relationship with people around you. You are not a bad person, but you snore terribly. You've prayed about it and you've told God to take this thing away. In this service, it leaves right now. in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every other issue mentioned or not, I decree and declare by the power of the Holy Spirit, may the healing power of God touch you right now. And before we begin to take the testimonies, I'm looking at a lady, and because we do not have time, I'm seeing that this lady is severely, the family is under a very strong demonic siege. This is what I'm seeing. This is a very serious demonic siege. But right now, as I'm praying, the power of God is going to touch that lady, and the entire family will be free from it. I decree and declare, in the name that is above all names, not only you are only representing the entire family. I declare, by the power of the Holy Spirit, you will be surprised to see the string of testimonies that will begin to come to this family. If you are under this anointing, I just want you to be sensitive, because you must testify. Not everybody is sick, but something is coming upon you that when you go out, you will be surprised to see how your life becomes. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, very quickly, I want you to check yourself inside Overflow 1 and outside. We'll do this. We'll just have 5 minutes or thereabout for that. The pastor is around. Sir, you're welcome. Can I pray for you, please? The Lord showed me something about you, and you can't believe that this is exactly how I saw, even with the dressing, the suit, and all of that. And that grace, the healing anointing and a prophetic grace, the Lord is releasing upon you. The Lord has seen your heart, and the Lord wants to truly prosper you. You are a good man. You have a heart for God. I also see you desire very greatly the teaching grace. You desire the grace for the word. I stretch my hands in the name of Jesus. Spiritual illumination. I'm seeing like a blanket. That's what is coming on your head and coming around your body, and I release you. Step into this level in the name of Jesus. I prophesy it, I decree and I declare, even by the Spirit, you will never be weak, you will never be feeble. The teaching grace, the prophetic grace, and even the healing grace, may the Lord release it upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, please check yourself. The moment you see that the power of God, many of you, even under the anointing, something has happened to you. I want you very quickly, we can have one or two pastors or anybody to just help coordinate. I want you to make your way quickly, come out, come stand here right now to the shame of the devil. Let's all sit, please, for a minute or two. Quickly, quickly, please. Quickly. Someone stand up. We'll just have them testify. Give Jesus praise. Are you seeing what God is doing in this place? Please, those outside, if they are for testimonies, just allow them come. They testify and they'll rush back. Quickly. Quickly. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Look what God is doing. Look what God is doing. Household of David, my God, for the sake of time, thank you so much. What will happen is maybe someone at the back can just get, they can record their testimonies. But I pray for all of you in the name of Jesus Christ. These miracles, these healings that the Lord has brought in your life, I declare that they remain. In the name of Jesus, you will never go back to any infirmity again. In Jesus' name. God bless you, and for you, both of you are out. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you. The person the Lord showed me, may the Lord give the person a job and take away shame and reproach in Jesus' name. And for you, may God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. We're going to pray. I'm rounding up now in the name of Jesus. I'm seeing a ring in the spirit, and it's coming on somebody, and that person will shout under the anointing. It is the opening of marital doors for that family. Opening of marital doors. The Lord is saying this embargo that has kept and brought pain is over in the name of Jesus. Let me speak over our lives. We're rounding up now. In the name that is above all names, I decree and declare, every dimension in the spirit you desire, I declare by the privilege of God's grace, step into it now. Everyone here called jobless, in the name of Jesus Christ, between now and the next 60 days, by the grace of God Almighty, you become an honorably employed person. In the name of Jesus Christ. I pray over those who are students, the finisher's anointing, the grace to finish with honor, I release upon you. All those trusting God for the fruit of the womb, I decree and declare this is your year, according to the time of life, in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak over the spiritual territory of Lagos. I command it to favor you, in the name of Jesus Christ. And I decree and declare that the rod of the wicked will not rest upon the lot of the righteous, in the name of Jesus. This entire 2019 for you shall be a season of the Spirit. You will be spiritual in your approach. Everything you are involved in that is limited in results, I decree and declare the grace for the next level. Receive it now, in the name of Jesus. All of you who are in business, the hand of God comes upon you. I prophesy speed to you. Those in ministry, supernatural grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, whatever it is you desire that was not mentioned here, I agree with you. I stand in agreement with Pastor Shola, and I decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ that it becomes your testimony. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God bless you. Please be seated.
Thank you for being a part of our broadcast. You know, we never like to end without giving you an opportunity to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Coming into Christ is beyond joining a church, is beyond a religion, it is joining God's family. And that is done when you believe in Christ Jesus. So I just want to lead you right away now, if you want to give your heart to Christ. Just say after me, say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you died and rose again, and that you paid for my sins. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior, and from today I belong to you. If you have said those words, well, believe you are born again, you are part of God's family right now. You can go ahead and rejoice about it. And if you want to contact us, just check. The address is written on the screen. God bless you. We love you. God bless you.